The World This Week, Politics.
Joe Biden gave a speech in Warsaw ahead of the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The American president called on the West to continue supporting Ukraine and tore into Vladimir Putin for committing atrocities in the war. A day earlier, Mr. Biden visited Kiev. He pledged more military aid, including radars and anti-armor systems, but not the fighter jets that Ukraine has asked for. Air raid sirens accompanied his walkabout with Volodymyr Zelensky, though no missiles fell on the city. The Russians were told in advance that Mr. Biden would be in Kiev. The Belarusian dictator Alexander Lukashenko announced the creation of a domestic defense force of 150,000 volunteers who will be trained how to handle weapons. This is in case Belarus comes under attack, he said, though such a force could easily be used in another brutal crackdown on pro-democracy protesters. Russia has been trying to gather information that would enable it to sabotage Dutch energy infrastructure in the North Sea. According to MIVD, the military intelligence agency of the Netherlands, one Russian ship was escorted out of the region when it tried to survey offshore wind farms. Another strong earthquake hit the Turkey-Syria border 2 weeks after a quake of magnitude 7.8 killed 50,000 people. The WHO thinks that 26 million people in Turkey and Syria are in need of assistance. The most senior transport official in Spain and the head of the state rail company both resigned after €258 million, that's $275 million, was spent on designing new commuter trains that could not fit through tunnels in the country's north. One regional leader described it as an unspeakable botch. Britain's health service braced for more industrial action as junior doctors voted to strike. Nurses were due to strike again at the beginning of March, but have put this on hold amid talks with the government. In December, nurses walked out for the first time in over 100 years, joining other unionised workers as high inflation erodes pay. Public opinion is split on the strikes, but a majority of people think the government's handling of them has been poor. The Biden administration proposed tough new rules to deter illegal migrants from crossing the Mexican border ahead of an anticipated surge in arrivals when Title 42, a pandemic measure that allowed for their swift expulsion, ends in May. To try to gain entry, migrants must first make an appointment with a border official using an app.